Consumer confidence in the United States took another beating in November as problems in the housing and credit markets intensified. A Labor Department report confirms that consumer prices surged 0.8% last month, the largest increase since 2005. President Bush on Monday spoke about the U.S. economy in a speech in Fredericksburg, Virginia. He said Americans have reasons to be concerned, but he assured business and community leaders that the U.S. economy remains fundamentally strong.
We've had a pretty good economic run here in the country, 6 years of growth. We've had 51 straight months of increased job employment. It's the largest, longest period of uninterrupted job growth in the nation's history. People are working. Productivity is high. In other words,
the president credits his tax cuts for the growth in jobs, but Democratic Party Senator Charles Schumer says the president's upbeat economic assessment proves he's out of touch with reality.
The president's speech was designed to calm the markets and American fears that the economy is in a tailspin. Unfortunately, by offering nothing but the same old everything's okay response, today's speech is just going to worry the markets further.
Investors worried about a slowing U.S. economy and rising prices extended last week's market losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell nearly 175 points following the president's speech, and all the major indexes lost at least 1%. Millar Sega, VOA News.